Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, February 16, 2024. Sit back and relax, people, because we just got some, I think, a very, well, in-our-face message from the Federal Reserve, specifically from Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller. I want to cover this with you on this morning report. So let's start off with that. This guy, this member of the ultimate freak show, is stating, you know, just think about this. Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. So here we go. Waller, the U.S. dollar will not lose its reserve status. Let me go on here. This is Reuters. So Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller on Thursday laid out a case for the world's continued reliance on the U.S. dollar and the currency's dominance in international trade. Okay. Recent commentary warning of a possible decline in the status of the U.S. dollar raises concerns about the effects of sanctions against Russia, geopolitical dysfunction, the Chinese who would really like to obviously get the world reserve currency here and have the world more dependent on their currency. Waller said, none of this matters. The U.S. dollar will remain the world reserve currency for as far as he can possibly see. What is he saying? What is he saying here? He's telling you right now that the Federal Reserve will defend the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency at all costs. They will kill millions. This war is all about that. And you know what's missing from this right here? Well, there's not a mention here other than this freak, again, Waller, pointing his finger directly at Russia and China. What is devoid or not here is the clear and present threat with regard to the BRICS alliance. Now, again, what are we doing? We're attacking OPEC nations who have joined the BRICS. Again, in order for the BRICS nations to solidify their position here, and gain a world reserve status currency, they need and they absolutely must corner the energy market. Don't you understand? I hope you do. So you can expect more of this. The Middle East is going to be lit on fire. You can see from orbit before the Federal Reserve is going to allow any nation, especially this BRICS alliance, to threaten, well, they're threatening the U.S. dollar now, but to gain a foothold on the world reserve currency. You get it? That's what this is all about. And we've been talking about this for, I don't know, an entire decade. Tell Greg Manorino one more time, who is it that protects the petrodollar? Who is it that must defend the oil of OPEC nations, regardless as to where their alliance lies? Saudi Arabia, Iran here. It's the U.S. military. They have to defend it. Otherwise, the U.S. dollar, as the world reserve, Waller won't tell you this, will just evaporate. You understand? I hope you get that too. So you can expect, again, right out of its mouth, it being Federal Reserve Governor Waller here, thing, creature, telling the world, don't even dream of threatening the U.S. dollar as the world reserve, because we will kill you and everybody else you can dream about and think about. That's what's going on here. But the world, again, is caught up in another fable. Yes, these are retaliatory strikes for killing three soldiers. It's absolutely not. Has nothing to do with attacks on shipping in the Red Sea or attacks on U.S. bases. It's all about defense of the Federal Reserve notes that we are forced to use around the world. And look, I mean, it's so obvious to me, and it should be to you too. The U.S. dollar will remain the dominant currency in world trade for as far as this freak can see. And you know, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. They'll kill everybody. They will point the U.S. military machine at anybody, even inward, to maintain that status. It's quite a thing for a central bank to have the world reserve currency. It creates an ever-expanding demand for their product. That's what this is all about. I mean, you get it, right? When any central bank has the world reserve currency, basically, it will, in perpetuity, increase demand for their product, the product of that central bank. Do you think the Fed is going to give that up without killing millions of people, without wiping out half the world's population if they have to, via any mechanism they can dream about or think about? You know what I'm talking about, people, all of you. So, again, look, I'm going to say what I said earlier this week. I believe there is a very high probability of something this weekend here. There's just too many signs. It's too quiet right now, too. And I think there's almost something tangible in the air. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. I'm not saying this is a lock. I'm saying it feels ripe. The time feels ripe for something. Again, wait, it's Friday. So after the market close, as a standard operating procedure here, just keep your eyes open here. Again, it's very difficult. I don't know if you're paying any attention to this, and I know you probably are if you follow this blog. It's very difficult to find out what's going on with regard to the United States and this campaign right now against so-called Iranian proxies or anything else here. The coalition of nations here, again, not one is a BRICS nation here along with the United States attacking targets all over the Middle East here. What we did find out, and I covered this briefly yesterday, is our illustrious creature sitting behind the Resolute desk over there is preparing yet another phase in these attacks on so-called Iranian proxies, and the U.S. Navy looks to be the spearhead here. And so we're going to see where that goes. Again, look, this has all been planned out for quite a long time here between the Pentagon, who's really pulling the strings here, this creature, you think he has a thing? He doesn't even know his own name. Regardless of anything else. So it's not him. It's not his, by his authority or anything else. Okay, the creature behind the Resolute desk, they have no say-so in a damn thing. Neither do we. Okay, this whole thing is just being run by the military-industrial complex, the central banks here who run the entire world, and I think we're pretty much on the same page there too. Anyway, I want to hear from you. What do you think about this this thing from Governor Waller here, laying out the case why the world reserve currency will remain in the hands of public enemy number one, and I'm talking about the Federal Reserve. You think I'm wrong that they will kill millions of people to maintain that? Well, if you do, you really don't have a clue what's happening around here. Let's look at this market real quick. Stock futures right now are doing too much. Dow futures at the time I am doing this video blog, trading doesn't start for about an hour and 15 minutes. Dow futures are slightly red. S&P futures and NASDAQ futures are higher. 10-year yield, okay, it's not really in a pretty spot, but the market seems to be okay with it. We did get another record high yesterday for the S&P 500, 4.27. On the 10-year yield. The dollar is slightly stronger this morning. Crude oil under a little pressure. Bitcoin over 52,000. Crypto space doing pretty well here. Imagine my shock. Gold and silver catching a bid this morning. Nothing major, but higher nonetheless. So that's where we stand with the market. Again, what happened? We got this drop in the market when it was just revealed by, no one saw this coming. It was completely unexpected that inflation continues to rise and the Federal Reserve is going out of its way to create more inflation, just in case you don't know that either. This whole thing has been another lie of the highest possible order. Again, funding for all these wars and everything else that they're going to throw at us here, these debts and deficits, who makes up the difference here? Okay, it just doesn't go away. The Federal Reserve supplies all the cash and it's just added to the debt. You understand? It's an incredible mechanism. People have no idea what's going on. But this mechanism is massively inflationary. Massively inflationary. But again, you're going to be told how great everything is. And everything is unexpected. When things don't go the way that the mainstream propaganda ministry is telling you that they're going, they're going to say, oh, this was unexpected. Unexpected. Listen for that word to be used more and more moving forward. Unexpected. Unexpected. Unexpected by who? By who? You and me? I mean, come on. We've been so far ahead of the curve on all of this. It's frankly unbelievable. But why? Because we know who our enemy is and we know what they want. So what do we do about it? We counter-strategize against it, betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, raising our awareness here. It's too easy. It's too easy. Anyway, all right, people, look, I'm going to let you all go. I will see you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern Time for my live stream. We got this. We freaking got this. Love you a lot. Please share the video. Please comment. See you later.